Part 27, Chapter 6. Colonel Ivan lay in the dark, a flamethrower resting on the sandbags piled before him. He was at the first turning of the underground passages that labyrinthed down into the base. At every turn behind him lay more sandbagged abutments, every one of them manned. His beard was singed off. His hands were covered with blisters. In front of him, 50 feet away, the main entrance door, steel-armored, had begun to glow from the pounding it was taking. Hot blast shots were hitting the outside every few seconds. He had pulled his planes back in. When was that? Yesterday. They were out of fuel and ammunition and of no further use in the air. Pilots were scattered below, behind the abutments. His radio antennae had gone out. Was that yesterday, too? It seemed like half a year ago. Every mine they had planted out front had now been exploded. 1,000 mines? And although the terrain out front was carpeted with strange, dismembered corpses, it had not stopped the attack. The door was growing hotter now, gone from red to blue in some spots. How long would it last? How long could he stand the searing heat of it? He wondered what Marshal Johnny was doing. Chief of Clan Fergus lay on his unwounded side, looking along the face of the rock. There was no retreat. The tunnels had caved in behind him. They had the last anti-aircraft gun that would fire. They were not using it to shoot upward now. They had it trained on the spot the enemy would most likely attack to breach the last barricade to the rock. The firestorm that had been Edinburgh roared ceaselessly above the din of small arms fire. How long could old buildings burn? They had thought they had the enemy halted until just now. A new ship was high, high up there. It had just arrived, and it was now sending down plane after plane of troops. There was only Dunaldin flying now. There he came, from the direction of Cornwall, where he had gone to refuel. Why hadn't they listened to McTyler and crowded everyone into the old Cornwall mine site? Sentiment for Edinburgh. Well, what would Edinburgh be now but ashes? A wave of enemy troops was gathering now, getting ready for an assault upon that other entrance. He hoped Dunaldin would live through this. The Scots, if any were left, would need him. The chief of Clan Fergus did not think that he himself would. Too much blood was coming from his side. He wondered what McTyler was doing now.
Fire low into that first wave,
he told the gunner.
And keep firing as long as you have ammunition left. At least
we can go out in a blaze of glory.